Well, the Guardian journalist and author George Monbiot has set out a manifesto for rewilding in his book Feral. George is on the line to me now. George, good morning.
Hi there.
So, of all the things that you could talk about, why is this so important to you then?
Well, because it's a good news story for a start. Instead of just envisaging a world which gets worse and worse, which is what we've kind of been doing in the environmental movement, because a lot of things are getting worse, we could see ways in which we could make it better, where we could actually restore habitats and environments which have been destroyed, bring back some of the missing species, and create places which are just much more exciting for people. We could actually reintroduce people to a really diverse and dynamic and exciting natural world, as opposed to this endlessly degraded one which we're seeing at the moment.
So you would reintroduce bears to the countryside?
Well, bears come a little bit later in my plans. There's some animals which I think would come quite early on. Beavers is one, and we're beginning to see them in Scotland already. Lynx, I think, would be a really a great animal to introduce. They do no harm to people at all, and they eat an awful lot of deer. And in many parts of Britain, we have a very high population of deer. In fact, many people would say too high. I'd love to bring back pine martens. In parts of Scotland, I think wolves would be appropriate, and I'd love to see wolves in Britain again. You know, most parts of Europe now, wolves have come back. People are perfectly happy with them on the whole.
And what would they add then? Because obviously, when you mentioned wolves, a lot of my listeners will go, oh, we don't want wolves roaming the countryside.
Yeah. Well, they would add, I think, delight and thrill and wonder and enchantment, which for me is what wildlife is all about. But we have so little wildlife, and we have few of the bigger, more exciting species around in this country, but also they make the whole ecosystem function. And an amazing thing, when wolves were reintroduced to the Yellowstone National Park in the United States, for instance, they transformed that whole ecosystem into one which wasn't really working, into one which was much more functional, which had far more niches for other species. And they did so really by changing the behavior of the deer that they hunted, driving the deer out of places which they were overgrazing, allowing the trees to come back, and that in turn allowed a whole lot of other wildlife to come back. They also killed coyotes, which allowed other species to flourish, and they left their carcasses for scavenging animals to eat. And so we think of wolves as killing animals. What we found there is that they give life to far more species than they kill. And a similar thing would happen here. There would certainly there'd certainly be less of a fox problem if there were wolves around.
Yeah, am I right in saying, George, that in your book you suggest that licensed hunters would be allowed to shoot wolves?
Yes, I don't think that we should... we're in a crowded country, although some places are very uncrowded. You know, we don't want wolves coming into towns. We want them to remain afraid of people, and I think it's very important. Wolves are really very safe indeed if they're afraid of people. It's only if they lose that fear that they become dangerous. And, you know, domestic dogs are much more dangerous than wolves because they don't have the fear of people. So I do think we should allow a little bit of hunting of wolves to keep them afraid and to keep them out of the areas where they're going to cause problems.